Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, welcome. Good morning. This is Cash Flows. I'm Cash Matthews, your host, coming to you from sunny, freezing Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're glad you're here on this. It's actually a very beautiful day outside. And, you know, we are here to explore some of those questions that we call the good life. It could be about entrepreneurship, your business, your life, your health, your relationships. And yes, I know all of the – no, actually, we bring in experts who that's how they make a living and do well in the community. And we bring people in from the outside that you may copy off of them to find the next step that you need to climb. You know, in the third grade, Kenneth, I got busted for copying off my neighbor in math.
Oh.
And my teacher was also my aunt. And so we got her, she kind of got me going there and had a little bit of trouble. She said, why are you copying off your neighbor? And you know what I said? Like,
what'd you say?
Are you kidding me? Like, he's smarter than me. So, yeah, it's okay to copy off your neighbor here in this world called Cash Flows. We'll bring people in worthy of copying. And we call the philosophy here fire. No, not fire. Wait, is it fire it is. First? Okay, golly,
wow.
It is early at noon in the morning. I am so sorry. I'd like to roll that comment back.
Fire aim ready.
Fire aim ready, man. Life is no fun when you're living behind a decision that you never make. And this is about those people who make decisions and figure it all out on the way. There's no perfect way to get started. The most perfect way to get started is to get started.
Yes,
and that's how we started this show. This was a goal 1 year ago. Today we are 102 episodes into that completion of that goal. So thank you, Kenneth. So actually, yeah. let me introduce you here. To introduce our executive producer and executive podcast guru, Mr. Kenneth Bauckham. Hello, Kenneth. Good morning.
Hey, Cash. Good to see you this morning. And thank you for the very, very warm welcome.
Well, yeah. We need warm welcomes on a day like this.
Yes, we do. Just a little chilly. I almost had some brain freeze outside.
You got brain freeze from chilly?
Well, I mean, it's weather. The weather outside is frightful.
You confuse me with these big words.
But no, so, okay, so we're 101 episodes behind us. We're on number 102.
Yeah.
And as always, we love sharing a little bit of a nugget of daily wisdom at the beginning, something that we have started to call
Biz Bites.
Biz Bites. And I'm wondering what you might have for us this morning that we could think about.
I need a little more motivation.
You need more motivation?
Yeah, I need a little more motivation.
Okay, well, in that case,
you know, the Biz Bites motivation is pretty good.
Let's bring our heart rates down and our mind rates up with a little smooth jazz during
Biz Bites. There we go.
Biz Bites.
Okay, I'm motivated.
Okay, good. Now, let's see what we got.
So I appreciate you asking that. And that's one of the most fun things to do is share information with other entrepreneurs. And some of the things that I've learned in 42 years of business, you know, they're so very basic that we overlook them. And today I'm going to talk about birthday cards.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's one of my favorite topics. I am great at birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, happy birthday, by the way, next time that comes around.
Yeah. Yeah. You've only missed the last 62. And, you know, I blame you for that.
Of course.
So one of the things we do in a business is this keen recognition that the best place to get a client is from a client. There's no better way in the world. There's no better marketing from that than a word of mouth referral from somebody that already knows you, likes you, and trusts you. But what do you do in the interim between the time that somebody became a client and they're just kind of hanging in the wind? You know, do you check up on them well? Do you follow up well? Do you recognize them? Do you stay in touch? One of the best ways I've learned in 42 years is to set up a system, a protocol, where you can send your favorite clients a hand-signed birthday card 5 days before their birthday. And I promise you, when they receive that birthday card, you're one of a few people in the entire world who went to the trouble to do it. It helps you stand out. It helps you be recognized. Now, listen, this is important. Don't send a birthday card out to be recognized. Seriously, don't do that. Don't be that person. Send out a birthday card because you like people. Send out a birthday card because you're thankful for people and that you want to remember them and you want to make them feel special. Don't do it for the money. Do it for the love, and everything works out. You know, we're not going to give all the fluid things you have to do to build a business. If you'd like to get in touch with myself or Kenneth, You can reach us at the new Tulsa Bong website, and that is cashflows@tulsabong.com, and we'd be happy to make an introduction and talk to you about these items. Look, how many times did you get a hand-signed personal birthday card in the last year? For most people, it's, you know, not very many. And with Facebook, everybody wants to go in and type in HBD ice cream cone cake. And that is so meaningful because you end up with, you know, 500 people do that. And at that point, none of them make anything because Facebook told us to do it.
Yeah.
Your integrity matters. Who you are matters. Tell yourself to do it. Take a keen interest in people. And we also have a way to send out nice little $12 gifts to our favorite clients, and it's the touch of a button. So we'd love to share that with you one-on-one. And with that, actually, do we have a guest in the studio today?
We do. You may have noticed her right across the table from you there.
Hey.
How did you get in here? Okay. Well, very awesome. Well, this is going to be one of our best days ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Scotty Lawrence.
Hi.
Hello, Scotty. Introduce yourself. Say hi.
Hey, I'm Scotty Ray Lawrence.
Scotty Ray Lawrence. Okay. Yes. Well, so we're going to talk about you and your company and getting started and like all them. You have climbed a lot of mountains. You've done a lot of things. I kind of hate interviews like this because, like, I want to go crawl up in the fetal position afterwards and wonder what's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you, Cash.
Well, not that's been
revealed. You have a different business than she does.
Not that's been diagnosed.
Not that's been diagnosed. Oh, wow.
So, Scotty, we had the good fortune year and a half ago, approximately, to meet at the Tulsa Bong event.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I just want to hear how that experience has been for you, what it's like. You and I both have a bit of social anxiety. I would like to hear what your impression of the bong has been and what it's meant to you.
So when I went up to you the first time I met you, I was like, okay, I'm going to go talk to him. And then I made a kind of stumble. I was like, hey, I'm really introverted. I don't know why I'm talking to you, but I am.
Well,
and
truthful.
So it was just a big step for me. I saw you as like this guy on his pedestal, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's Cash and he's kind of famous and I'm me. And so I was really scared to go talk to you, but
you
when I heard
it,
yeah,
you figured it out pretty quickly that none of the above was
right,
true.
Yes. And so I got over myself pretty quickly, and then I kind of just latched on and made a mission last year to be involved and to get out of my own shell and get on my own head and just meet people.
Yeah.
So being introverted, but I think I'm also an extroverted person who needs a lot of downtime.
Right.
So I learned that about myself. So I often look in a room who I like, who I know, and I'll just go and be like, stick next to them.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's how I started doing it. I got invited over to, I hosted an event at my store that you guys came to, and then you're like, hey, you want to come speak the next month? I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like a nightmare. And so that kind of got me involved just headfirst into bong. But my very first bong event, because I suffer from FOMO, is the bong prom. So and
right.
I had this beautiful dress I wanted to wear that I bought like 6 years ago. And so I tore off the tags and drugged my husband, and we went to prom.
You drugged your husband?
Yes.
Wait,
yeah.
You drugged him?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Dragged him in. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's that Okie slang that comes out.
I get it. Well, words matter. And I think I think it's been a good thing for you.
Yes. I would say that it, hands down, being involved in the bong has changed me in a dramatic way. I no longer look for people that I know. I look for people that I don't know
right.
now. And then, like, when I walk into the room, people look for me,
right.
which is very odd for me to experience that. So that's been very, very good. I get to meet new people, or they come and talk to me, which
right.
is opposite of what I would normally do.
I don't recall the date, but didn't you win the Entrepreneur of the Month award as well?
I did in March.
March of this year?
Last year.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, 23, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 24.
Yeah. Time flies when you're
having fun.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of cool, like just watch you to come from introverted to
yes.
sort of leader of the pack.
Yeah, and so I'm a ball baby, so of course I cried, and then my husband cried, you know, and so I have it hanging on my wall and the whole thing. But being, you know, one of the first events and then being recognized, and I guess just what I said to other people is it's nice to be seen.
Right.
I think entrepreneurs are not often seen.
Right.
were heard or, you know, cursory, and our team is one that's out there. But, you know, we are the, you know, the backbone behind it all. And oftentimes we don't get recognized, or if we do, it's for not so great things regarding our stores or our companies. So, but yeah, it was, the bong has helped me realize my worth and that I have value, and then I'm able to share that and people want to listen, which I didn't think anybody did.
You want to hear the behind the scenes on your entrepreneur of the month?
Yes, actually.
So we have people that we consult, because I don't want to be the one that makes that decision entirely. And there's a group of about 12 people that I just have a conversation with them. It's not a committee, but I value their opinion. And and every month we start it about a month out when we're trying to work on it. And there's usually five people on the list. It was unanimous.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, like all 12 said the exact same thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was kind of – well, that made it easy for me.
Yeah.
It was a shock. I had no idea what I was walking into.
As entrepreneurs, we need to be seen. I think that's a great way to say it. And we're all out there, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are just working from home, and, you know, being an entrepreneur is kind of lonely.
Yeah.
I think there are people watching you right now that are going, man, this is kind of lonely.
It's very lonely. And that can be good for an introvert, but it's also, you have to get out of it. And if you want to be successful, you can't just sit behind a desk in a room.
Yeah. And I think we all, you know, I don't know, maybe a lot. Kenneth, how are you? Like, I love being around people for a minute, then I need to not be around people for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kind of the same way. There are days where I get peopled out and definitely need some time to myself. But I guess for me, I can also mentally prepare a little bit ahead as well. And so if I know I'm going to have to be like on and friendly and like nice to people, then
that's just a mask you wear.
That's right. That's right. I can just get psyched up for that and have a good time. So,
all right. Well, Scotty, we want to hear, you've got a lot going on.
Thank you.
And we want to hear about the journey. We want to. Mm-hmm. I know you just opened a third store. Let's start there.
I did.
You opened a brand new third store, Magnolia Soap.
Yes.
In fact, we're going to take a minute right now and call out your website. Is it My Magnolia Soap?
Yes.
Okay. MyMagnoliaSoap.com/Tulsa. MyMagnoliaSoap.com/Tulsa. And if you want to reach out to Scotty, and she has three locations, Cherry Street, the mall, and downtown Broken Arrow. And they're beautiful places.
Thank you.
Who do you hire to do all the decor?
Me.
Wow.
Okay. Superhero step number one. Oh, and I'm good at interior. Okay. But it's got a style. Like you're.
Yes.
It's got a very distinct.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I'm a dude. I don't know what's the style called.
Well, for me, it was like a boho, just a little bit of a chic. And but more organic. I want it to feel organic, like the products that we have.
Got it.
So, that's what I was going to say too. Yeah.
Now you make a lot of your products.
We make 99% of the products.
Right. Like your stuff doesn't come in on a distribution truck.
Right. That's what makes it 100 times harder than a normal retail store.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're also a kitchen and a retail store.
You're a kitchen?
Yeah, so we make everything there. So you're like crafting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and with live products.
No, I was just going to say, I've been to your place a bunch. I'd miss the food.
Yeah.
I'd have been, what a great thing. Put like a little
soap and food.
Little man cave in your place.
And you get barbecue sauce all over your hands from the burger, you can wash your hands.
Well, no, but I can bring my wife there to do the appropriate
I
amount of damage.
Give the appropriate amount.
Yeah. And then how do you come up with the recipes? Were those – that was part of Magnolia?
Yeah, that's part of Given to Us. Yes. Right. Yep. That was part of the brand that I purchased. Yep.
Wow. So 99% of what you sell, you make.
Yes. Right by – in small batches, right with all of our team makes everything that you see on the floor. Yeah, we make it.
So is there room for customization then? Like, can somebody come in and get a custom soap? Like,
yes. So we also specialize in being customizable.
Right.
So we want our customers to come in and feel like they are heavily invested in what they're buying. So they can choose their scents. They can choose their colors and come in and make products. We call it retail theater. So, So you come up.
Cool idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you get to pick out the lobster at a seafood restaurant.
Yes.
Like you've got a hand in it.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been the Magnolia Soap person of Tulsa?
So we opened in December 2020. So right during the...
And kind of the ending part of COVID,
it was still masks, still heavily restricted here in Tulsa. There was all the social distancing. Everybody had to wear a mask. So we opened right in the middle of that. So that was, for an introvert, that was actually pretty cool because I could be in a mask and be on TV and no one knew it, who it was.
But what better timing during a pandemic
yes.
to be able to sell soap?
Isn't that crazy?
Like that's the greatest idea ever.
Yeah.
When people were shutting down and businesses were going out of business and all of that, we were opening and we were thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the opposite for us.
Wow.
That's genius.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I don't. We don't get too many ideas like that. Like, hey, during a pandemic, let's sell soap.
Yeah. Well, when we're looking at it, like, and who would have thought what's an essential business? What can never be shut down during a pandemic? That was never crossed any of our minds, I don't think.
Right.
And so when we were looking at this, I was like, oh, soap, it contains lye, hand sanitizer. They can never shut me down.
Right.
So let's do it.
Perfect.
All right. Cool idea. That occurred to me at 9:00. I mean, I've known you for a while now.
Yeah.
And it just now occurred to me like, wow, you started in the pandemic. So very cool. So let's roll the dial backwards and talk about when you became an entrepreneur or when you knew you were an entrepreneur. Because that's going to be two different moments.
Yes, that's true. So if I rewind a bit, I am a doctor of chiropractic, so I went to chiropractic school.
And she's a doctor.
Yes. Okay. And I married my husband there at school. So I had the grand plan that I was going to be a chiropractor, and that was what, you know, my life mission was. We got out of school, we bought a practice, and I quickly decided that that wasn't for me. And my husband is happy doing that his whole life, but I was ultimately bored. And so school kept me busy. I think what happened when I became an adult, I realized how restless my brain was. And I was then starting to think things were popping into my head that I didn't even know existed, businesses. And I was like, oh, what can I do? So then I decided I'm going to start a wedding business. So then I started that. And then all the while we have our practice. And then I'm saying, I'm going to buy curves for women. So I bought a failing curves for women. And read that cover to cover, turned it around, opened my second Curves within a year.
I don't recall what Curves is.
Curves for Women.
Oh, Curves, I guess.
Yeah, it was in the early 2000s, late 1990s, women's workout place.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, for women only. And so it was the first of its kind, low impact. So I had two very successful gyms and I started investing in real estate and started getting a realtor. And so anyways, I decided to make a life change and we moved from Arizona to Oklahoma. And so we sold our curves and that was my first taste. And I was like, yes, this is me. And you know, my husband, I have to say, I chose wisely because I don't think many people could put up with the amount of churning that my brain does on a daily basis. He's so patient and everything I want to do, he supports and it's not even a question.
Yeah. And just for the record, he's one of my favorite people. We got to all go out the other day and it was a blast.
Yeah.
He's
a hoot. So he's my biggest supporter and fan. I wouldn't be doing any of this. It's not like I take no for an answer. I just rephrase it until he says yes. So
that's dangerous. She just rephrases it until she says
manipulation at its finest.
But, well, that's chiropractors do manipulation.
Yeah, we do.
So you're actually licensed for that.
I am. Yes. And I'm still licensed and all that. But so that was the first. And then we moved to Oklahoma and opened our practice here and started creating new businesses.
Right.
And I've never stopped creating businesses.
Now, are you still doing the real estate business?
I still flip houses. Right. I have a house I'm currently flipping right now.
All right.
So that keeps me from tearing up my own house.
I like to help our listeners and viewers kind of do the math. So owns three retail stores and they're doing very, very well. Has a real estate business, flips houses. What else am I missing here? Her husband's a chiropractor. You're still licensed as and a doctor.
So no big deal.
I'm sure I've missed a few things, but anyway, yeah, I want to go. Can we just shut this down? So, Scotty, you said that your mind is always going.
Yes.
And sometimes that's a struggle, And sometimes that's a blessing. How do you manage your mind? Because I have some things I've learned. How did you learn to manage yours? Because it's going in the right direction.
Yeah. I learned to, when I had like 60 rental properties, and managing those and doing my other stuff at the time, to compartmentalize one problem at a time. And that was really hard, one home at a time, one situation at a time. So now that I have the retail stores, which is a different business for me than I've ever had, I've always been in service, being able to compartmentalize one store at a time, one employee at a time, and not let that overwhelm me. So that's how I handle like the problem aspect. Whenever I'm handling my visions or my ideas, I just start writing them down. I process them. And I'm just really good at saying yay or nay quickly on that, or bouncing them off of a friend or Drew, my husband, quickly, and then moving on if that's not something that I actually want to do.
Okay, very well. We're going to take a quick studio break. And we are here with Scotty Lawrence at mymagnoliasoap.com/Tulsa. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey there, listeners. Before we dive back into today's episode, we've got a special shout out to our amazing sponsors. This podcast is coming to you from the studio at Elevate Coworking. Our signage is provided by CM Customs, and the show features amazing entrepreneurs from the Tulsa Business Owners Networking Group. We're sponsored by MFP, My Financial Plan, on the World Wide Web at joinmfp.com. And this show is produced by the audio-video experts at Kenneth Bauckham Photography. With these amazing sponsors at top of mind, let's return to cash flows already in progress.
Okay, we're here with Scotty Lawrence, and kind of a business super Wonder Woman. Would you rather be Wonder Woman or Superwoman?
Oh, Wonder Woman all the way.
I'm kind of there with that as well. She runs the Magnolia Soap stores here in the Tulsa area, has three of them because that's just what you do. You can find her on mymagnoliasoap.com/Tulsa if you want to reach out to her and learn something, shop with her, find out about what her business is about. And we're going to talk about the next part about your business, because not only are you busy and you're good at what you do, you're busy, you got a lot going on, but you also seem to make time for charity.
Yes.
Regularly. It's not a one-time thing for you. It seems like that goes on at your store as much as anything. I know my daughter's choir group did a charitable thing, and I think that was, said that was one of your best ones ever.
The best one ever, yes.
And, I mean, it was phenomenal. Like, it affected so many people. Talk about your charitable interests in the community.
I feel very strongly. I've always been a volunteer. I have a heart for leadership in that way. But when looking at our stores, what could I do to impact Tulsa? And I have a product, a good or a service that can do that, either through gifting of it or by the sales and giving back. So I quickly knew right away I wanted to partner with other local nonprofits. And we started doing that and did like days of giving or shopping nights. And then it just kind of became more than that. So we started the Hope and Soap program. So every month we choose a local charity. That charity comes in and is actively involved in making their soap. And then it's on display with our stores for the whole month. And we donate 50% of all the sales, basically just cover
50.
Yes. And then so through the whole month, and we just keep making the soap until it's, you know, or take orders if we run out. And then we also took a step further, and so a day of giving, we do a week of giving now. So we're the only store that does this. So during the third week of every month, whatever charity we are sponsoring, if they come, people that come in and mention that charity's name at checkout, we donate 20% of that sale back to that charity.
Got it. So, wow. That is really awesome. So to do something like this and pull it off and make it happen, you have to build a team.
Yes.
And tell us about your team and how you manage or motivate them, because something appears to be going right.
Thank you. Yeah, I counted up. I have 22 employees. Wow. And I like to call them team members. So right. I don't ever use the word employee unless I'm just, as you know, saying it otherwise. But the culture that I've tried to create is because of all different ranges of generations. You know, I'm a Generation X and I have a certain way that I think, you know. And then we employ a lot of Gen Zs and you know, I'm a boomer, but I study generational personalities. That helps me because I'm fascinated with my generation and how, you know, we think is very different than other generations. But how do I reach these young kids, and how do I become someone that they see as a leader, that they look to as a mentor, and they look back on their life and think, I had a pretty cool job. She was a great person to work for. And so knowing that I'm creating that, some of the girls or the teammates that they have left for other jobs, and 100% of them have come back because they realize the culture that we have at Magnolia.
They were where they wanted to be the whole time.
Yes, yeah. But they had to see it. You know, it's like, you'll learn for yourself. Yeah. But I'm very strong about saying in the words that I choose, I work alongside them. They don't work for me.
Right.
There isn't a single job in my stores that I won't do first.
Right.
And so I lead by example. I think there's no hierarchy. You know, my husband and I both will get in there and do every grunt job that there is. So they see that Scotty will do it. She's not above me. So when I talk to them, I'm very full of praise too. I think my personality lends more towards sometimes being critical of things, but changing my leadership has been a lot this past couple of years owning Magnolia and employing this many people and the personalities and knowing the words do matter and how you say them.
Yeah.
And being able to, even when you have to let somebody go and they still are your customer,
right,
that means you did something okay too.
Right.
So
your business is going well. Like, you've got a great system, but I know you have challenges.
Yes.
I think, I don't know. I think the challenges are what make us better. Consider it pure joy when you face trials.
Yes.
Took me a while to accept that one. I don't remember when they put that in the Bible, but it was very sudden, it seemed like. So how do you, like, what kind of challenges do you face, and how do you, when you have a legit challenge, how do you step up and battle it?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
So I'm very, I started being a lot more intentional and organized this year. And like I said, when I compartmentalize things, I also compartmentalize them on a four-step graph. So every day I wake up and I create a graph that says, I make into a quadrant of all four of my stores and my personal life and my real estate. And I write down the challenges that I'm currently facing or the things that need to get done. And so then I just prioritize them and get those handled that way. But that's gotten me through organizing and not putting them off, because just because you don't want to do them doesn't mean that problem is going to go away.
Right.
It often gets worse.
Yeah. And
so
it comes back to visit you with friends.
Yes. And I don't enjoy confrontation. I think naturally I am shy on that. I am definitely getting better about handling confrontation in when it needs to be done, because there are sometimes you have to talk to people and have difficult conversations. And that's not fun. But once you get beyond that, then you're a whole nother level with that person.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, how do you celebrate wins? Do you celebrate wins? Does it have to be a giant win? This is one of the things I see in our entrepreneur world that you and I are involved with, is people aren't celebrating. I don't know. I try to celebrate small wins.
Yes.
And how do you guys celebrate small wins?
So we have a group chat. I am very, very vocal about calling out great things and posting about them. I also will post on social media and give credit where credit is due. I 100% know that without this team, there would be no Scotty Lawrence and Magnolia Soap. So right. I don't take credit for hardly anything that goes on in the store because I didn't do it. I am responsible for making sure it gets done and for keeping it going. But they're the talent. They're the artists. They are the ones. I'm not in there making soap every day. They are, and they love it. So giving them praise and recognition, that's, I know what my personality needs is praise and recognition when I do something. And so I make that intention to do that. And also we have Employee of the Month and, you know, things like that. So
on a more personal level then, how do you celebrate the wins that are yours? Mine's food. And you think about it for a second. Kenneth, how do you celebrate personal wins?
You know, sometimes I do it just quiet time by myself. Sometimes it's like Netflixing and just like chilling out and watching a movie. I don't know.
Got it.
Something like that. It can be food. It depends on where I'm at and if I'm hungry.
Mine's food with friends.
About half the time.
I don't know. I've got this group.
Mine's shopping.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, retail therapy.
Yeah. So at the end of the year, I was like, man, I worked so hard. Look what all we did. And I just bought a bunch of clothes. My husband's like, stop buying clothes. I'm like, nope.
One of my goals this year is to get better at shopping. I'm not good. I don't buy new clothes. I don't buy things. I just got. Yeah. Are you a good shopper?
I'm going to have to be a good shopper.
Do you read like Men's GQ Quarterly?
No,
accessorizing?
I don't do that at all.
You need to work on that, man. It'd be good for the economy.
I mostly just look around, you know, when I'm walking through the mall or somewhere. I was like, oh, he has nice shoes. That might look nice on my feet someday.
All right.
If I want to.
Cool. Okay. Good to know. So what's coming up in the future?
So, yeah, lots is coming up. So as you know, my daughter told you, my brain doesn't stop. So I have a new business planned. And
can we reveal it here?
No. when I launch it, then
can
I'll
we play
come
20
back.
Questions?
It's just called new business. New That's business. All it is.
NB.
The new business.
But what does NB stand for?
I don't know.
That sounds like an ice cream store to me.
Mm-hmm.
No. I made it up. It was a guess. There's a lot
right.
of options.
That's your guess.
But you have future plans.
I do.
I mean, you are not done.
Not done growing. I don't think I ever will. I don't even know what retirement means. That sounds terrible. And so my poor husband, I'm like, I'm going to drag you along. Like, I don't know. So a new business is in the works. It's my brain is there. I've done some research. I'm planning to find a location. And so that's in the works. And then more rental properties, I'm buying those up. And I have goals this year for a lot more rental properties and flips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something's coming, Tulsa.
Yes.
Are you ready? Here it comes.
You're going to love it.
All right. I'm excited. I have no idea. All right. So what would you say to a young entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Let's get in on this. You want this to be your business nugget?
Sure.
Okay. Because this is an important question we don't answer often enough. And in the world of mature businesses, we often overlook the new people coming in.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to disregard somebody new that they may be having that. I would assume they're having that kind of conversation about you in their head, like, that's her. How do I talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our group is probably 30% under 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we're looking at those numbers. And, you know, one of the things I feel responsible to do is kind of help young people.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to a young entrepreneur if you have a room full of 30 equally divided men, women, you know, 24 to 30, and they're just getting started? What would you say to them?
For me, I have to say that don't be afraid to fail. And maybe that's a cliche, but it's something that never crosses my mind. So I have ideas and I'm not afraid to implement them and do them. I'm not afraid if they don't work. Because if they don't work, I know I'm going to pivot and create something else because I learned from that.
Right.
So failure is not an option because it doesn't exist in my world. So I may change, I may modify, I may correct, but I didn't fail.
Right.
There isn't a single thing that I've done in creating a business that I failed at because I learned from it.
Right.
And then I did something else that made it better, or I tweaked something, or I just abandoned it, and that was fine. So I think a lot of people can't get out of their own heads and they're afraid to jump into it. I'm afraid not to.
Right.
There isn't a day in my life when I'm like, if I sit behind a desk and do that, that scares me to death.
Right.
Because I am not going to be limited by what somebody else is choosing to pay me.
Right.
I know that I make my own reality, that I'm limited by my own self. And if I don't make decisions and if I don't make choices, that's what's limiting factor.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, any final words from Scotty Lawrence?
Just do it.
Just do it. All right. Yeah. We should turn that into a slogan.
You know, I feel like I could probably build a multi-billion-dollar empire around that phrase.
You know, I've got a buddy I want to do business with. His name is Mike. We call him Mikey. We could name the company Mikey.
We could. Yeah, we could. He's such a nice guy,
too. That would be fun. By the way, the thing you just described, fire, aim, ready. Yeah. You've heard it from Scotty Lawrence, fire, aim, ready. And just do it, man. And I hope you're watching this interview going, dang it. Man, what? Because you are capable, and I think that's important. So, Kenneth, let's wrap this baby up. You ready?
Sure, let's
Episode 102 about to click into the books.
There it is.
We're 15 seconds away.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here first. Scotty, thank you so much for being part of this show. And, Kenneth, thank you for all the work you do. To our sponsors,
you're welcome.
We are so thankful you're here. To our friends who listen, watch, and share, thank you as well. And today, let's be nice to each other. Let's just start the day with that. Let's be nice to each other. Let's make good choices for our friends, our family, our business. Let's examine those goals and get started. You know, you just can't live a life of ready, aim, aim, aim. You got to fire at some point. Now, one more thing before we get off this podcast. For today, for today, here's something you could do that'll change the game. Forgive somebody that absolutely does not deserve it. You know, forgiveness is not about that other person. It's about you and letting go of these chains and ropes that we've tied around our waist just so we can remember who done us wrong. You know what? Somebody might have done you wrong and it's their fault, but it's your responsibility to grow up, step up, and shut up about all the things in your past and move on forward. Forgive somebody today, because isn't it great? We're all forgiven and we get to live this life of grace. And without forgiveness, where would we all be? This show is called Cash Flows, and always remember, this show, it's about you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.